burst. And he was very desperate. So then, from far, he noticed a vineyard, a beautiful vineyard. So he walked in that direction. And then he entered the vineyard, and then there were beautiful vines, and I mean, there was wonderful shade. So he drank from the wine, he ate from the grapes, and then he rested under the shade. And then he proceeded to his way. Then he regained his strength, he was able to, you know, to find his way back. So at that time, when this incident happened, so the kasha that was raised by many people at the Dash Koche was resolved. In other words, for many years it seemed that all these vineyards, all the affluence of that corrupt, wicked king, serves no purpose for the Hashgoche. The Hashgoche has its aims, its chesbenes. We cannot understand it, but it has its aims. So this is what Gemara says. Hanuman, only one mile, only one floor of the storehouses, of the potential of the material, the gigantic material resources is utilized, and the rest is not even utilized. It's controlled by a few people, by a few corrupt billionaires. So where's the justice? So he says, no, Hashgoche has his chesbenes. They are waiting. There'll come a time when all the material resources will be utilized for the benefit of mankind. How did the man cador the mashalim? How did the man loch uchavachol chavasam? Shenema sachchol betnem lokidish v'adishem lo yetzar lo yechsan ki yirishvim lifli adishem yir. It won't be used by the other mashalim when mankind will mend its ways. My lo yetzar tomer agesif lo yetzar zedes eitzar. In other words, all the potential of the material resources is not stored actually, because they don't even know how much potential there is. They don't know. I mean, do the Arab nations know what kind of a potential of oil they possess? They don't know. It's better not with the oil that they know that they possess, but they have much more. And I'm sure that Israel has a great potential of oil in its land. And someday it will be dug up. I mean that oil. So in the meantime, it's not, the nations of the world are not even in a position to put them into the storehouse. The potential of all the material resources is stored. But it's not the actual material resources are not even in a position to be stored. The yotzas and the seitzah, the yachsans and the smizah. And all the world, there is so much wealth, much more than what the people know. There is much more gold that is still hidden. So, and that everything one day will be uncovered and it will be utilized for the benefit of the Olam HaShoah. For the other things that we might wish with me, Hashem, Omar Rebbe Lezer, ze amaki yom ikim chaver v'yishim. In other words, when will the utopia be attained? When people will recognize the position of the other person, v'yishim. Right now, presently, so one person tries to snatch away everything that he can from the other fellow, whether he's entitled to it or not. Everyone is bent upon snatching and seizing. But in the utopia, so then people will be makir mitim chaver v'yishiv. Ike de'amre, Omer Rav Lezer, ze'am kabir pnei chaver v'yishiv. There's a difference between the level of makir mitim chaver v'yishiv and the level of amikabir pnei chaver v'yishiv. The mikabir, while makir mitim chaver v'yishiv is a high matrege. Unfortunately, most people today are not makir mitim chaverei v'yishiv. Everyone wants to seize and to take control over everything else. But this is a high matrege makir mitim chaverei v'yishiv. In other words, when one does not snatch away the things to which he is not entitled, to wait until the things, the dimensions that are within the jurisdiction and the territorial limits of another individual or another nation. So Makamitim Halilah B'Yeshiva means that, as I said, the Chalashudes, in other words, that people, a person who casts the arrows of fortune, not beyond his own personal jurisdiction. That's Makamitim Halilah B'Yeshiva. But there is a higher matrega. They see, the one who is Makamitim Halilah B'Yeshiva will not rob, will not shed blood, will not steal, will not deceive, will not exploit somebody else. But someone might be Makamitim Halilah B'Yeshiva. He will not exploit the other fellow, he will not rob the other fellow, he will not deprive him of his rights, of his personal rights, of his family rights. But at the same time, he will not dedicate himself to chesed. He will not help out the other certain individuals who are very honest, very sincere. I mean, they will not steal, but try to get from them help for the sick, for the poor, for the unfortunate. You couldn't get. So then there is a higher matrege, Zeham Kabrok Nechadeirik Vishim. In other words, not only one realizes that it's not enough not to deprive other people of the rights, of the property, but he has to help others. And if someone, let's say, is here in Chosov, so you have to restore him to his position, you have to help him, you have to find for him a job. That's the highest form of Zot, the Rambam said. Zeham Tam Chavir Vishilet. Mayurim Chaser Atik, Zeham Chaser Dvorim Shekitzu Atikim. In other words, who is the Odom HaSholem? What does it mean? In other words, there is such a gigantic potential of material resources, and it's hidden from us. There is so much more gold hidden in the earth, and we don't know it. We don't know it. There's so much more oil, and we don't know it. Why? Because the generation is not old to have access to all this potential. But when will everything be discovered? When the generation will be old? When will the generation be old? When will mankind be old? When they will attain a certain behavior pattern? When people will perfect themselves in order to conform to a certain behavior pattern, a fine behavior pattern, when they'll lead an ethical life. What does it mean, a fine behavior pattern? When will that be? So that will be when people will realize the rights of others, when they will not cast the arrows of fortune beyond the territorial and jurisdictional limits. And so there will be Makamitim Chavir B'Yeshiva, and when there will be many people who not only will be Makamitim Chavir B'Yeshiva, but also there will be Mikamot Chavir B'Yeshiva, when people will be dedicated to chesed, to help one another, and also when people will realize that a limitation is to be imposed upon the inquisitive grasp of the limited human mind. As long as people are so arrogant that they think that with their limited mind they can discover all the secrets of the universe, so mankind couldn't be happy. So of what avail is the landing of men upon the moon? Did human society become any happier as a result of men's landing on the moon? On the contrary, I think that it's more lonely now that man was able to land on the moon. So man was able to land on the moon, and what is there? I mean, nothing. He was able to land on the moon, and at the same time, he cannot maintain his moral equilibrium on earth. So why is it so? Because people are arrogant. They think that with their limited mind, they can discover, they can understand all the secrets of the universe. But when will people be ethical? If they will be Makamitim Chavir B'Yeshiva, if they will be Mikabuk Chavir B'Yeshiva, and if they will impose a limitation upon their own inquisitive grasp, if they will realize that there are certain things in the world, in the Torah, that will never be comprehended. Zeham chased dvorim shekisat ekenim, umay yus ischeteiro, v'yiz l'amre, zeham gale dvorim shekisat ekenim, umay yu tam ekenim. אומר רב קנה משום רבי שמואל ברב יסי, מהי דחסין? למה צריך מזמן לדודי? זמו למשנים, מי צריך ניסוי שמח? ויורד, שואל בריאה לבוך, פתאום את הזולדה. מי לבוא בוא סוף דור, מנה צריך ניסוי ועוצי, אבל אתם שבואו כל מי צריך ניסוי ושמח. שנם הרגים על השמידון, ומי שק חירי, אומר בקרס לפון. אומר רב קנה משום רבי שמואל ברב יסי, אומר רב שמי לוקיש, משום רבי יהודה ניסי, מהי דחסין? תצין במקובת, בפרט של המקובת. וידי עודו, מתחס קמפיין, וזה אפתור, שווייץ, וידי עודו, מתחס קמפיין, יודי קסיב, זה יודי של הקדוש ברוך הוא, שתחוס אותה תחס קמפי החיוס, כדי לקבל בו את ג'ורם יקביל הסדים. Now, what does it mean? Now, the חיוס in the מקובת symbolize the universe and the חוקי הטבע. But there are certain things, so while, as I mentioned, I mean, the Adonis and Yohu in explaining in the Maimar, I mean, Jimu Matiches, I mean, so Mashiach, so while major areas of the Hashkoche are carried out within the framework of nature, but there are certain areas where the Hashkoche is realized directly, not through the medium of the principle of causation, through the medium of laws of nature, but directly, like the area of Panose, the area of Eroin, the area of Shomun weather. So there are certain things that take place in the world which cannot even be explained according to science, according to laws of nature. It defies all laws. One phenomenon is the phenomenon of truth. I mean, from the point of view of science, it's impossible to explain the union of children. How could a person change? If a person acts in a wicked way, in a simple way, that means that his makeup impels him to act in a certain way. So how could he change? But in Hanani, it's very difficult. He defies all laws of nature. Shaul Chochmo. חייתי מהו דינא די ירושלמי, says ירושלמי מקס. אומרו חוכמו, חתום תרבי פרו. There is no solution to the חייתי. If someone is a sinner, if someone is a criminal, so then it's determined that way. He cannot change. He cannot change according to the laws of nature. But the ריבונו של עולם, there is יאיר ישמעי, הבור איתי המסעי ניסי. So if somebody makes a decision to change, so then the השגוחה, somehow enables him to change himself, to remake himself, and that defies all laws of nature. So in other words, it says, while the chayis in the makovo symbolize all the laws of nature and the whole framework of nature, and so they carry the makovo. I mean, they constitute the media through which the hashgoche carries out all its plans. All its eternal plans, valid of the natural framework, the carriers of the Mekove, but it emanates from the hand, I mean from the figurative hand of the Kaviyot. V'yidei odom mitachas kamfeyen, yodeksiv, ze yodeshla HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shepchuso tachas kamfei achayos. So, hilkabil bali tshuvo miyadmir esadim, the phenomenon of tshuvo, that is a reality. We don't see many Bali Tshuva, but they are Bali Tshuva. So this is a phenomenon that defies all laws of nature. Defies all of nature. How is it possible, I mean, that children who are raised by parents who not only were religious, but who were anti-religious, who fought against the Torah, I mean, became Talmidei Chachamim. I mean, it's defiant of all laws of nature, but the phenomenon of Tshuva emanates directly from the figurative hand of the Kaviyot. Above, it transcends the Ilom HaMaase. Alright. Omer Avila Mashmuel, Kol Kesev Yisof Sheba Ilom, Yesif Lokte Vivir Mitzrayim, Sheinema Vailaket Yesif Spar Kesef Harimtso, Eilei Elo Sheba Eretz Mitzrayim, Sheasna Bisho Arot Sinai, Talmulim Abchol Eretz Bo Mitzrayimo. Because Egypt in those days was the dominant state and dominated all over civilization. There are certain parts of the world where the people were not civilized in those days, but Egypt, ancient Egypt, dominated civilized society. So Yosef accumulated all the gold in the years of prosperity. So he accumulated from all the countries that were dominated by Egypt. So in other words, if there is no Dagon, so there is nothing that tempts the fish to enter into the net. If there is Dagon, so then you trap them. So they become trapped into the mitzudah, into the net, in order to get a hold of the Dagon. But if there is no Dagon, so then it's not tempting. In other words, the reason as to why the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted the Mitzrim to give the Kesef and the Zohar to the Israelites was in order that Egypt should not be the alluring and enticing people in the world. So as long as they had so much gold, so they were very enticing. But the moment the gold was emptied out, so they couldn't. So they want Egypt was not alluring and tempting anymore. So it's Kimtzula Shein Bodogon. Rabbi Shimon Omar, Kimtzula Shein Bodogi. So the Israelites possess the gold. Voyemunach at Rechavon. Voshishach Melach Mitzrayim. Vinotlem Rechavon. Shenem Arayim Shona Chamish Tzum Rechavon. Olo Shishach Melach Mitzrayim. Vishlaim Ayikach Zizim Salishet. Vizim Samelach. Bozorach Melach Kush. Vinotlem Mishishach. Because he waged war against Egypt. Boso, v'naklu Mizrach Melach Kush, v'shigreis, Mizrach Melach Kush, v'shigreis ha'drimen v'tabrimen. So, v'naklu Mizrach Melach Kush, boso, v'naklu Mizrach Melach Kush, v'shigreis ha'drimen v'tabrimen. So, Shishak, so Melach Mitzrayim, so he took it from Rechavon, and then Zorach Melach Kush, so took it away from Shishak. Then Boso Vinotlo Mizorach Melach Kush Vishigre Ladrimen Ben Tabrimen. Bob Neamei Vinotlo Meadrimen Ben Tabrimen is Melach Aron. So Bob Neamei, and then he had war against Aron, Vinotlo Meadrimen Ben Tabrimen. Bob Yishofat, and he waged war against Amen, Vinotlim Neamen, Voyemuna Hadochos, Bosan Here, Vinotlim Ochos, Bochis Gio, Vinotlim Sanhere, Voyemuna Hatskio, Bo Kazdin, the Pavlin, Vinotlum Mitzkio, Bo Parsi, Vinotlum Mikazdin, Bo Yibonim, Vinotlum Parsin, Bo Remoim, Vinotlum Yadivoyen, Bonim, Vadaimunach Vereim, Vadaimunach Vereim, because Reimi, it's mentioned by many. Was Ashkenazi, the Maral Mepro, that Reimi many times doesn't mean just Rome, it means all of Europe. So that is Reimi. Omer Avchome, Barab Hanine, Sholish Matunies hit me Yesib Mitzrayim, Ahas Nisgalo Lekeirach, the Ahas Nisgalo Antoninus Ben Asherus, that the Roman Emperor was very friendly with Rabin HaKodesh, the Ahas Gnuzo Asadik was a problem. Isha Shomu Libolo Virosi. Omer Rav Shimon Loki Zosh Reshokerach. He was very wealthy, but nothing, he didn't derive any benefit from it. So it was Shomu Libolo Virosi. Veskolai Kuma Shabaragleye. Omer Rav Leza Zemomeni Shalom Shalom Bida Rag. Bida Rag. Omer Rav Leza. Maso Shori Shmeis Podes Livoneis. Hoi Matichi Vizlo Shokerach. He was so affluent. And he had so much wealth that just the keys of his interest, of his treasures, constituted a bundle to be carried by 300 mules. I mean, that's a guzme, but it means, I mean, that it was very, very, very affluent. And in other words, the keys of his treasures constituted a load to be carried that required 300 mules to carry it, and the keys were not of metal. So at least if it was of metal, metal is very, very heavy. But the keys were made of hide, not of metal.
ואבו כחיין לא יומעשה שורש מועד. אומר רב שמובר אחמאי, אומר רב יאיר ניסן, אוי תחוק הניסוני יום הדובי, אבא מעשה עדיין עם איסו רשפינו מה אישה, מייסד השם איסו זויס, אומרו איכו, זה עלים עושה עד השם, אומר שמואל. אומר עד השם אישי או לא, אומרו איכו. אומר עד השם מצליח או לא, אומר דובי, בואו חבו בשם עד השם, אומר אישה, ורחנו לכם ביסד השם, אומר שמואל. כאילו עד השם היואל אומרו כולו, איסו חג והבייסים, אומר שמואל, שמואל לא. אילו אתם עד פקו, אומר דובי, אלא קאי, אגו ממקו, אומרו כולו. אבל גמור, it doesn't mean that just, let's say, Yishai, it just said, Ever Maas Habeinu Yisro Rishpino. In other words, the expression of Ever Maas Habeinu is reflective of the life of Yishai. In other words, that Meis HaVishem Yisro Zois is declaratory of the feelings that overtook the Echov of David. The Echov of David. Oitzu HaVishem Kanisoni. Now, so that's reflective of the feelings of David. Of David. Every muaso aboni. So the David show you to your echo. Vireye. So in other words, it doesn't mean that he said it. It was, when he say, David omre, Shmuel omre, echo omre, Yishai omre, it means it's expressive of the feelings and of the experience that overtook, let's say, Shmuel, David, Yishai, echo of David. So, Ebe Masa Aveini, in other words, when Rebbeinu Shalom told Shmuel to anoint a son of Yishai, and when Shmuel saw the oldest son of Yishai, his Chitzelius, so he was so impressed that he was sure that he is the Mashiach HaShem. But it turned out that he, Davke, wasn't the Mashiach HaShem. And Davke David, who did not impress Shmuel so much with his chitzelius, with his external appearance, he was the Mashiach Hashem. So every ma'asa aveinim, so in other words, the posik, every ma'asa aveinim is expressive of this experience. So this is what the Gemara means, that this one said this posik, this one said that posik. It doesn't mean that he said that posik. The posik is expressive, and is expressive of the experience that overtook a certain person. Now also, Mokeim Shenoag. Now also, Mokeim Shenoag, Lichpeil is Yichpe. Lifshet, Yifshet. Livorech Acho, Vivorech. Hatel Kemina Gamdik. So he, the minig is to repeat a certain posik in Hallel, so he should repeat. If it's Lifshet, the minig is not to repeat. To say it just once, so he should say it just once. How could he make a name? Omar Abai, lo yishon l'yivorech, l'yivorech achof yivorech. Melech mu'u bat ishbochets. That's the chsime. So that's totally minik. Omar Abai, lo yishon u'elu l'ach. So that is totally minik. Avo bono, mitzvah l'yivorech. Mitzvah l'yivorech. So, but, l'yivono, l'yikha yisa halayu, that's a birkas mitzvah. So that doesn't depend upon minute, just as any other birkas mitzvah or the mitzvah does not depend upon minute. The Omer Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, kol ha-mitzvahs, eivah, kol ha-mitzvahs, mivorech alein eivah as yosef. Mai mashmuel da eivah mishnak to mehu? How do we know that he uses the word eloshi, eivah, in the sense of precedence, I mean, should be magnum, should precede. How do we know that eivah has the connotation of precedence? אבל אנחנו באים צריך לשים היורס החימוז דרך הקיקה ויאבר את הקושי. He preceded it. אולה, הבאי אומר מיוחד, והוא אבל לפניהם. He passed by, he before them. So even means precede, to be before. היא כדה אמרה מיוחד, ויאבר המלכו לפניהם על השם בראש. תני. רבי הקיפו בדבורים, רבי לזה בן פרוטה מייסי בדבורים. מי מייסיף, אומר הבאי, Meisif lichpil meit cholimat. So we say, oitchok anisoni. So, and we repeat that. We say it twice. Donash rav evirat. Zimni nomo leishmei mishmei de rav, vizimni nomo lei mishmei de rabami. Or rabasi. No, zimni nomo lei, donash avir, zimni nomo lei mishmei de rabasi. Zimni nomo leishmei de rabasi. וזימני נומה לי משמיד רבמה, וזימני נומה לי משמי דרבאסי. מי דחסי, ויגדל הילד ויגומר. ויגומר. עושי דקודש בורכו, לעשה יסודו הצדיקים. ביהים, ביהים, ש... שיגומר חסדי, לזרי של יצחוק. לאחר שאיכו עם בישי סים, נסתו לאברום אבינו, כי של ברוכה לבורך. ואם אליהם, שאברום אבינו refuses to be מבורך. אין מבורך שיוצא ממני ישמוע. אוי מלא ליצחוק, תולו בורך, אין מלהם, אין מבורך. אין מבורך שיוצא ממנו איסוף. אין מלא ליעקב, תולו בורך, אין מלהם, אין מבורך, שנסוס אשתי אחויץ, בחייה, שעשיד אותי רואו לישראל, בקוז לאחר מיסס אשתי, סלחס אשתי, איזמותרס. ומתינתו. But Yaakov married them בחייה. Ochel and Leah. So that is also a misatzivakiyot, of course. That was before Matan Torah, so it was heta. But still, since he did something that ultimately became also a Yisroel, so Yaakov Avinu feels that he is not true to be Mivorech. Omale Rimeishe, Tuli Borech, Omale Mein Mivorech, Shol Izochisi Likonis Leart Yisroel, Loib Chayai Veloib Meisi. Omale Rishua, תולו בורך, אין אליהם איני מבורך, שלא יזוכיס לי בי, תכסיב ישוע בנון, נון בנו ישוע בנו, but he had daughters, I mean, he more in the Genesis, but he had no sons. So, אומר לי דבי, תולו בורך, אומר להם, אני אבורך, ולי נוי לי בורך, שנאמר, קייס ישוע יש אסו ושימא לשרקו. I mean, it's not, the meaning, I don't know the pshat in this Maim Chazal, but certain things are evident in this Maim Chazal, that if one is not Zeche, that all his children are Hilev Derech Hashem, so in spite of all the other broches, there is a diminution in his own. Now, Milo Nekotel Ma'avrom Avinu, Va'nishem Berech Ha'avrom Va'keim, so the Torah attests to the fact that he was blessed with everything. But still, there was a certain diminution in Avram's life. It was not perfect. It was not perfect. Why? Because he had a son Yishmael, who was not Hilel of Derech Hashem. And Yitzchok, so there was a diminution in his forehead. Not because Yitzchok was blind, didn't say, I cannot be Mivorech because I was blind. Because this blindness is only a temporary diminution. It's not a permanent diminution, but something else. There was a permanent diminution in Yitzchok's forehead. The fact that one son was Esau. That was an eternal diminution in his forehead. And Yaakov, so Yaakov too, because Yaakov, the Ramban says in Chumash, in his Pirush on Chumash, that the reason as to why Rochel died just before Yaakov arrived in Eretz Yisrael is because Yaakov Avinu was married to Susa's first, and that is contrary to the Din HaTorah, but of course it was better normal in those days. It was before Matan Torah, but the Hashgoche did not want that the Oves should lead a life in Eretz Yisrael that is not in conformity to all the dictates of the Torah. Because in Eretz Yisrael, the life of the Jews has to be in full conformity to the Torah. And that was the reason as to why the Hashgoche manipulated that Rochel should die. That's what Ramban says. In other words, because while it was all right for Chutz La'aretz, but it wasn't all right for the Oves in Eretz Yisrael, that there should be one anhoget of the Oves that was nothing, it wasn't sinful because it was format at all, but it was still nothing in conformity to the dictates of the Torah. In other words, so what the Gemara means, I'm not trying to intimate that this is the whole pshat in the Maim Chazal, but I mean this is implicit in that Maim Chazal, that in other words, that even when we have Eretz Yisrael, and we have sovereignty, and we have no trouble from the Sefer Yisrael, but if the life of the Jews is not in full conformity to the Torah, so there is a diminution in the prophet. Even when the thing, the item, the specific item that is not in conformity to the Torah is not sinful, because that was prior to Matan Torah, but still there is a diminution in the bracha. When can we have full bracha if the whole hanog of Jews in Eretz Yisrael is in conformity to the dictates of the Torah? So Mele Yaakov Avinu felt that he is not wrong to be mivorech on kishol bracha. Omer lemeishe etu mivorech, omer lemeini mivorech, shel izochis in konis leach Yisrael, loy b'chai v'loy b'meise. I mean that everybody will understand. Now wait a minute. As long as we are not able to settle in Eretz Yisrael, so there is no bracha, I mean, there is more than a diminution in bracha. So because Moshe Rabbeinu was not zeiche to live in Eretz Yisrael, so Moshe Rabbeinu was not role to be mivorech on the keshel bracha of the gula. Because here we're talking about the keshel bracha of the gula. Osit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Osek Las Yisui Wa Tzadikim, Begim Sheyigom El Chazdi Rizari Shol Yitzchok. That will mean, Bimeis HaMashiach. So in other words, so Moshe Rabbeinu will refuse to be mivorech, because there was a diminution in his bracha, Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha. He was not zeiche to live in Eretz Yisrael. Omer le Yeshua, to be boreich, omer le Eli mivoreich, shel izochis li ben, tichsi Yeshua benun, nun bnoi, Yeshua bnoi. So in other words, so if Yeshua had been, so then Yeshua's son probably would have been the successor to the Malchus of Yeshua. Yeshua was a Melech. Yeshua al-Pedin was a Melech. But in view of the fact that Yeshua did not have a son, so Mimele, Yeshua's Malchus was only a temporary Malchus for the duration of his life. So Yeshua too, there was a diminution in the Bracha. So Omer Lidovi to the Borech, Eimele Maneh Aborech, Lino the Borech. So David is the only one who is Ro to be Mivorech. Why? Because David represented Malchus, and Malchus not in a temporary sense, but Malchus in a permanent sense. So when can there be full broche? Only if the dimension of Malchus is embraced within it. But as long as there is no Malchus, based David, so there cannot be full broche. Alright. Rashi says, Roshin Amnifta Mechaberet, Kishen Niftorin in Asudo, Mivim Minei Hamisuk. So, Rashbam, Roshin Amnifta Mechaberet, Kishen Niftorin in Asudo, in Messiah Minei Som Vafikeimet, Uvidmore Mifosh, Maya Fikeimet. So in other words, what? Omar Rav, Shalo Yakro Mechavur Lechavur. Shalo Yakro Mechavur Lechavur. We call Afikeimen, the Kazai Smatzen that we eat after the Sud. But that's why we call it Afikeimen, because Afikeimen means the last thing. Afikeimen means dessert. That's what Afikeimen means. So, in Matir Nachapesach Afikeimen, you cannot eat after the Korban Pesach. So, Omaya became it, Omarav, Shalom Yakro Mechavur Lechavur. So according to Rav, you are allowed to eat after the Korban Pesach. But you cannot, after you eat the Korban Pesach, you cannot eat in another Chabure, in another place, anything, whether Pas or Peres or whatever it is. But in the same place and in the same Chabure, you are allowed to eat. After the Korban Pesach, according to Rav. In other words, now there is a machlekes between Rav Pivor and Psochim. There is a machlekes between Rav Yud and Rav Shimon. Now the halacha is that Pesach is nechal chabur. So Pesach is nechal chabur. So according to Rav Yud, so the same chepetz of Pesach can be nechal b'shtei chaburas. If the two chaburas were nimna on this Pesach. Of course, they were not Nimna, so it's Shalom Nuyum. But if the two Chabures were Nimna on the same Chepze of Pesach, So it can be nechal b'shtei chaburis. But the same eichel cannot eat the korban pesach into chaburis. It cannot eat the korban pesach. So the same korban pesach can be eaten according to Rabbi Yehuda by two chaburis, but the same person cannot eat the pesach into chaburis. Let's say first we eat the korban pesach. We eat the kazayis of korban pesach. In one chabor. Then, after he gets through eating that chabor, so he'll go over to another place, to his friend's house, and there, and he'll take along the same korban pesach, the remnant, what remained, and we'll eat another chabor. So that's also midrais. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. So, v'anam stomach, so the Rashbam says, anam stomach, Rabbi Yehuda. Maya became an omarach, yakum chabur lechabur. אומר רב שיעקב חבורי חבורי החשוך והפסח בחבורי לא ילכו בחבורי החרס לאחר לא יפסו משום דובו זה ירבי מועצו במי חוס הפסח בשני מקיימס והנם so of course that is what I say is only if you eat פסח in שני מקיימס if you eat פסח in שני מקיימס but to eat something else to eat past the famous after you in another place after you finished eating the פסח in one place so you're allowed with rice But Chachomim asked to eat anything in another place after he got through eating the Korban Pesach because of Gzeira, if we allow him to eat pas in another place, another chabure, after he got through eating the Pesach in one chabure, so he might forget and eat the Korban Pesach also in another chabure. And that's also what I say. So because of that, the Chachomim asked that one should not be allowed to eat anything in another place after the Achilles Korban Pesach. But in the same place, if he wants to eat Pas, he wants to eat Peres, after he got to eating the Korban Pesach, according to Rav, he's allowed. Zeir the most lechot that Pesach b'shein yitnei mekenis. Vanam tnan stomach, ki rabiudu b'chei zetzele, ki Pesach lechot b'shtei chavur, ki neichol lechot b'chei zetzele b'shein yitnei mekenis. Vach mitzu de Rav, ukmo osu b'shei zetzele. Avo, l'achar achile, yochel l'okei oleim ahalo b'chavur achem. Vlo yikopi, el lechot b'chei zetzele b'shein yitnei mekenis, if he wants to say in another moke, halal, after the Achilles Korban Pesach, that is allowed. But to eat in another place, anything, so he's not allowed. Avalechel b'kinnis, avalechel b'kinnis. Yochel lechel mahal b'chabur, v'kopit alechel b'kinnis. Avalechel b'chabur, v'chirim kim morishin shom, rat, ובלבד שלא יעקל לאיכון עם חבורה אחרת. שלא יעקל לאיכון חבורה אחרת. והיינה דיפוליק נאור. Now let's see, this is what Rav says. So according to Rav, one is allowed to eat in the same place after the Achilles Korban Pesach. Ushmuel omar, ki yehudi li, udiloye li, vigizloye lab, goy lab. So according to Rashbam, so udiloye means, mushrooms, and goyzl, of course, means according to everyone, pigeons, aphids. So, but according to Rashbam, so udiloye means mushrooms, because loye, that's pigeons. So in other words, while according to Rav, so in Aftirah HaPesach became an only implies that one is not allowed, to eat in another place, anything, after Achilles HaPesach. But in the same place, he is allowed to eat after Achilles HaPesach. So according to Shmuel, even in the same place he is not allowed. So the halacha of Maftirah Pesach HaVikeimen implies that even the same place, after he got through eating the Korban Pesach, he is not allowed to eat mushrooms. I mean, mushrooms for me, because he liked mushrooms, because Gizloy Lehavet, that's Rav. He liked Gizloy. But Gizloy Lehavet. So according to Shmuel, he's not allowed to eat, I mean, even the same place, after the Achilles Korban Pesach. The Rav Hanina Bashila and Rav Yechanan Omru ki yei morin klois vegeis. Now according to Rashbam, there is no machlekes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. They say the same thing, but one mentions one kind of eichel, and the other mentions another kind of eichel. There is no machlekes. Now let's see the Rashbam. V'hayni dipoi kalei Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan. So according to Rav, in the same place, you are allowed to eat everything. I mean, bosor and peiris, everything. After the Achilles Korban Pesach, in the same place. in another place you're not allowed. Because of Mixeira, maybe a little called Pesach in that place too, and that's also the Heis. But according to Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, after the Achilles called Pesach, not allowed to eat anything, even in the same place. Why do you call Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan? The Amri Kodova also Echla from Ramos and Rishay, the Lekal of Fushish will Yakum Chapul Chavoy. The Lacha, Sheoch Lubtas and Pesach, Lo Yechum and Bechavur Acheres. Do so some Lotane Bechiz Atelin, Yuch Shashamos, Eime Glimzik, Kepi Zetzvi, Vashish Magiz Chavros, Utrei Stomel Omri, Urav Hochem Ashoi, Afikeinon, Afikim and Eiche, Hoi Tziu Kileiche, Mikan Vinelich, Vimokimach, Kina Deloye, Liv Yezoy Lav. So, Lerav, Lerav, Lavet, that means Lerav, Shmuel Avarod Lechon Kilech Sudeh, because Shmuel was accustomed to take as a dessert, Kmeim Pitreyes, Moshemus. Lerav, Rodi Lech Lach, Stosi Geismas, Rivoshin Afikeimen, Hoi Tziu Vavviu, Mine Misikon, the Oviu Mine Misiko. The Ose Shmuel Mimeima, the Loi Miboy Shol Yakim Chavros Chavra Acheres, Viu Bechavrose, Oso Lechel Klu Macher HaPesach, Shol Yevat Mimenu Tam HaPesach, Ovi Shedin Eli Ocheil, Viseif Ala Soiva, Vechim Kol Kaponeis, Kedir Siv, Vemish Chol Yidulo, Kedir Hashem Lochim, Kedir Hashem Lochim Eichorim. So according, so this Ashbam is very important. So the Ashbam says that the reason as to why Pesach is Lech Lo'a Seiva, Pesach, is it at the end, in other words, he has to eat everything else before the Achil of the Pesach. And Chdigas Yudalev, he eats first, and then he eats the Korban Pesach. Why is that Pesach Lech Lo'a Seiva? So according to the Ashbam, because it's a halacha in Kochim. In all Kochim, there is a halacha of Rimishcho. With Beirut, it has to be an Achilo Chshuvo, Kiderech Shamlochim Eichu. And when I was Seiva, so that's an Achilo Chshuvo. It's Kiderech Shamlochim Eichu. So it's not a special Alochim Pesach, it's a Din no Kochi. In no Kochi, that it has to be eaten Ala Seiva. It has to be eaten Ala Seiva. But there will soon see, I mean, other Rishayim mentioned other times, as to why Pesach is Nechal Ala Seiva. Is Nechal Ala Seiva. Now, So the Rashbam mentions, he says as follows. Vosa Shmuel Meima, the Lord is boy Yishol Yakim HaChavurose, the Chavura Acheres, Ela Afilu BaChavurose, Yizos El Eser Blum, Acher HaPesach, Shelo Yevat Mimenu Tam HaPesach, Uvi Shedinu Yochel, Viseif Al Shabeya, Uch Vechein, וכן כל קבולס, כדכסי למישהו, לגזולו, כדרע שם לא חמר. So in other words, so it has to be eaten על הסיבה, and why is it על הלוחב על הסיבה? Because כל קבולס, למישהו, לגזולו. But at the same time, the רשבה mentioned the time שלא יבד ממנו טעם הפסח. But the reason is why you cannot eat anything after the Korban Pesach is because Pesach has to be eaten ala seiva. If you eat something else after the Korban Pesach, so that something else will be ala seiva. So the Korban Pesach will not be ala seiva. Ala seiva means that this is the last thing that you eat. So in other words, so the Rashbam equates the tam of ala seiva with the tam shel yevad menu tam pesach. Even though the reason is why it's nechal ala seiva. Means that this is the last thing that you eat. So in other words, so the Rashbam equates the tam of ala seiva with the tam shel yevad menu tam pesach. Even though the reason as to why it's nechal ala seiva is the same as to why all kabbonis have to be eaten ala seiva, because of the mishcho l'gdulo k'der Hashem lo chemeichu. So it seems that according to Rashbam, that's the pshat of the mishcho l'gdulo. Why is it halacha in Kochim? In Kochim. Now, with the mitzvah, Achilas Kochim is a mitzvah, Ochel is a shakup avayim. So Achilas Kochim is a mitzvah. So why is the aloche that it's Nechal HaSeiva in order that the Tam Kochim, which is Achilas mitzvah, should remain the beef? So because of that, so Pesach too has to be eaten HaSeiva in order
in order that the Tam Pesach should remain in Zman. Should remain in Zman. Alright. Now, according to Rashi, to the Rashbam, so according to Rav, the reason is why he said you're not allowed to eat after the Korban Pesach is because of a Kore made deal in the Korban Pesach into Chavuras, into Mikedah. So Mele, you're allowed to eat in the same walking after the Pesach. But, and according to Shmuel and Rav Yechanan, so the reason is why you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. I mean, to eat after the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat anything. So it's because in order that the Tam Pesach should remain in his mouth. Should remain in his mouth. Now let's see the faces. Omar Rav, Shal Yakro Mechabura Lechabur. Rav Mekel Masis in Krabiyut. Visovar Vina Pesach Necho Bishnei Mekevus. Vyoche Oikim Stomet Perik Yisatzeut. Shtei Chabura Shal Yichlin Paisechot. Eilo Yifchim Tneyem Veichlin. Veilo Yifchim Tneyem Veichlin. Vyashamosh Beemtza. Vyashamosh פירוש מי שמכיר, וכשהשמו שאין מהידועים זה כפס את ספיב עד שמגיע אצל חברות. So in other words, he can only eat in one חבורה, he cannot eat in both חבורה. So while he serves at the other חבורה, so he cannot eat, he cannot partake anything. הוא מתו לגמור את רבי יהודה, ואין לדעת כדי פסח. אבל מה צלו ישכחון בשום דוחתה, ללצע בשתי מכיניס? ואין משום איסקס לפסח, לא על כל כך לא איסקס. די מיטיין אוכל, ליפך מסליס לרב, די מכיר לך פסח וקיימן, או החמצה מפתירים, החמצה מפתירים. ולמוצו לשנוי כמישנו לשמואל, לגמור עשי קשה, דלגה בשני מקיימס להווה ריבוסי פסח וילמצה, אלו ודאי רב לאייר אלו פסח. ועוד כאמרינו לכמו, הבאיה, הווה, יוסף כמי דרבה, ואת כמנמני, ואת כמנמני, So now the next Mishnah says, Yoshnu Mitzoton, Yechlu, Kulon, Lo Yechlu. Rabbi Yisei, Mea Misnamnu Yechlu, Niyodimu Lo Yechlu. So the halacha is that if the Chabura, while he did the Korban Pesach, so they fell asleep, so if only some of the Chabura, some members of the Chabura fell asleep, and the others remain awake, so it's Yechlu. But if everybody fell asleep, so then it's Lo Yechlu. Then it's Lo Yechlu. Why? So the Rashbam explains it, because Pesach is not Lechal B'Shnei Mekeines, and B'Shnei Chaburet is not Lechal. Now, even the same Chaburet, but if they fell asleep, if let's say they all fell asleep, and then they wake up, so, and then if they were to eat again, so it would be considered like Shnei Chaburet, if they fell asleep. So it would be considered like Shtei Chaburot. So Mimele, it's Lo Yechlu. The Rav Yisi says, Misnamnu Lo Yechlu, Nirdimu Lo Yechlu. Nirdimu Lo Yechlu. It all depends. If they just fell asleep completely, so then it's Lo Yechlu, that's Nirdimu. Misnamnu means, he fell asleep and he wasn't asleep, I mean, half awake, half asleep. So then it's Yechlu. So there is a machleket between the Rashbam and the Rambam. What does Rav Yisi mean? Whether Rav Yisi is a Meikil or Rav Yisi is a Mach. So according to the Rashbam, so Rav Yisi is a Mach. In other words, while the Tanakhama says, that Yoshnu Mikzoson is Eichlu, if only some members of the Chabura fell asleep, then it's Eichlu. So Rav Yisi says, when do we say that if only some members fell asleep, so it's Eichlu, if it is only Islam, if they didn't fall asleep completely. Happy sleep, half awake. But if it's near the moon, even if it's Mitzotah Lechlo, Mitzotah Lechlo. And the Rambam says that the Kokabyesi is Meikil here. In other words, he says, the reason falls. Of course, if it's only Mitzotah, so then it's Echlo, even if it's near the moon. But even if it's cool, but even if all of them had fell happy sleep, he only is now no more. So it's still Echlo. But when do we say that if cool fell asleep, so it's only Yechlu if it's near the moon, if they fell completely asleep. So then the Gemara says, Abaye Av Yosef Kamei D'Rabbe. So this Mishnah is mentioned in connection with Pesach. Alright, so in connection with Pesach, we understand, because by Pesach there is a halacha.
there is the halacha that that cannot be eaten in shnei mikemes in shnei chaburet. So mele yitin. Shall we sleep? So even the same chaburet comes in like two chaburet, like shnei mikemes. But the Gemara mentions that in connection with a violent rabbit that was after, so there was no confessor there. Body kamrino we kamon abai av yosef kamon rabbi v'havi kamon namne v'yosef kamon rabbi kamon abo kamon rabbi man pesach. So the Hashem says ho yizkas vasa le pesach. So that means that that iser of that the pesach is not nechal v'shnei kemes and v'shnei chabures, it applies to masa also. So Tetzus Yisraeli v'lo yimeire, because that is, that applies only to pesach, it doesn't apply to masa. So how will we explain, how can we explain the Gemara of abai? Gemara vorbei. So, und wir schauen mir vor, ich sage, wie tiny. Da haben wir noch ein Perikain, mehr die tiny ist, Yoshi noch so lech, so lo ich schon, weil Yoshi manch. In other words, so, da loche ist, gab die tiny ist, if let's say, if let's say. So, in the night you're allowed to fast, to eat, but if you went to sleep, so you went to sleep, so then you wake up, so you're not allowed to eat. So Yoshe, you know, so lech, lo yishon u el Yoshe mamesh. Avo misnamne lech, vichave hanu misnamne, u boi le meis hama soche, viko maise raya Pesach, tiche heiche di Pesach, vichoshu, nimnum ve alme, kishene mahalye. So that's the shaykh. Just, it's other aloches. But now, by kom Pesach, we have aloches. That if they fell asleep, then you're not allowed to eat of the kom Pesach. So it's still Rabbi Yisi distinguishes between falling asleep and misnamne. So we see that misnamne does not have a din of Yoshe. So Migabe, tiny, true that Aloha is that once you fell asleep and then you won't get off bed, you're not allowed to eat, even though you get off bed in the middle of the night. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to eat. But that's only if you fell asleep. But if you just was misnamne, heavy sleep, that's not asleep. How do we know that that's not asleep? So we did use that for the Mishnah, but it's not Aloha. But in other words, so Tesis is chilik on Rashi. According to Rashi, so the halacha of Ila Pesach Nechal, Bishnei Mikemis, Bishnei Chaburas, applies to Matzah as well. According to Tesis, that is peculiar to Pesach. It doesn't apply to Matzah. Doesn't apply to Matzah. Now, ich will haben, von Amel Chosh Dibu in Taino Mochel, Yisur Machil Osmo. Now, I just wanted to go over the Tesis to see, I mean, the different Shiris or Shein, here in the book. All right, now, the Gemara. Tanya kabose de Rabbi Eichel. Im Aftiri nachar ha-Pesach, ke ismori in Prius vekeit. Omer Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel. Im Aftiri nachar ha-Matzah. Now that's the reason as to why we call the less kadayis matzah that we eat and say there, we call it afikeit. Because we pass it like Shmuel, that im Aftiri nachar ha-Matzah. Just as the Nisa, not to be Maftir, the achar ha-Pesach ha-Bekeimet, so also there is a Nisa, not to be Maftir, achar ha-Matzah ha-Bekeimet. After the matzah, you're not allowed to eat anything. You cannot have any dessert after the matzah. So, im aftirin achar matzah became. Now let's see the Rashi. Im aftirin achar matzah became. Now this Rashbam, it contains a very big chiddush. Im aftirin achar matzah became. She tzorich leachol matzah bigmar tzedoset, zeichel im matzah hanecheles im apetach bichrich. Vizui matzah hapzuo, sheonu eichlim ba'achrein ol ishimchein. So Rabbi Rashbam says that the reason is why we are mechuyev to eat the kadayis matzah became it, is that he zecher to the matzah that was eaten together, the kerech, together with the korban pesach, the korban pesach. So that's why we have to eat now. And that korban pesach was eaten our seichel. So mele zecher to the matzah that was eaten together with the pesach, before our seichel. So we have to eat matzah our seichel. The last thing after the whole Sunday, after we have eaten everything else. Vizui ha-matzo ha-psuo sholayich le-machinu ishimchim. Now, the Rosh points out that according to the Rajbam, that we have to eat matzeh, zecher, le-matzeh ha-necheles im ha-pesach, ikriche. So in the mele, he has to eat twice afikim. Because there is a machlik esil in Rabbono. So just at the beginning of the Sunday, so we eat twice, so here too we have to eat twice. Okay, ufizeo yonira shetzorich lechel imo, together with amikemen of matzeh, more of a charese, kiven shi zecher, matzah necheles ima pesach, in character on the dollar, כיוון שהיא זכר מסע נחלס מהפסח בצריכה, ועליהן היו אור לבורי חלחלס מסע. אלו שכבר כשתוצא לסמדיגה. So, ואחרי רבונות, ואם כן צורך לעציס כמו את מה המקדוש, שאיך לנהק לו ביחד. כאילו מסייעי. This was the Rosh. Anyway, that's the time of the Rashba. The Rosh says that the reason is why we have, Shmuel says, that we have to eat Masa Afikeimen is because Zeicha Lepetach, Shoye Lech Vatim. And not Zeicha Lematze, as the Rashbam says, but Zeicha Lepetach. Now, since it's Zeicha Lepetach, so the Rosh says, so we don't have to eat it together with Moran. According to the Rashbam, so we should eat it together with Moran. Now, we don't do it. We don't eat Afikeimen together with Moran. But the Rosh says, according to the Rashbam, we should eat it together with Moran. But the Rosh on Tami, that Afikeimen is Zeicha Lepetach. ויהיו כך נראה לי לאיזה מעצור אינגלי של חייבו אלוהי יכולים לעשות זכר לפסח שהוא יונח על הסיבה באחרינו ופי שהוא זכר לפסח יש ליתן לו דין הפסח של לגלח לאחר ועם צורך עמו מור אל חרץ ועם צורך עמו מור אל חרץ so that's the rosh now let's see the רשבן אם אפתיר לך המעצה בכלל שצורך לאכול מצו בגמצו נוסף. זכר למצו הנחלס עם הפסח. מבורך את הבית ברשת, ועוד אוכל מצו באחרינו, ואחרי זה מצו, נפתור ממנו באכילה דבר אחר, שלא נשכח טיימו, ובמצו במעזה מהירד, אולי כפסח בעדו, ובזמן היא כפסח, ובעד יצנן, עם הפתיר החפסח על קיימון, והיית החפסח ומצו נחלסים את זה. So, the Rashbam says, that we, that the matzah, achilas matzah bo rishayino, is not l'shem chayim. Is not l'shem chayim. So which one is l'shem chayim? That became any l'shem chayim. Now, how could he say that that became any l'shem chayim and the initial matzah that he eats is not l'shem chayim? But he says the broche, al achilas matzah, before he eats the first kadayis matzah, that's at the beginning of the Sudeh. Today. So he says that just as Rav Chizkiya said in connection with Mor, that the lacha should be the chesed menu. He says that Baruch Olam, so even though he will be the kind of mitzvah of Moreh, he will be the kind of mitzvah of Moreh with the second kadayis Moreh, not with the first kadayis that he eats. And the first kadayis is only Mishin Tibu Karpas, where Kerem is naked. So still he's Mivorech. Alachilas Moreh then, even though it's not Lishem Chayvo, and Lishem Chayvo is the Moreh that he eats later, so here too, the Lishem Chayvo is the Kadayis Matzah that he eats at the end, after the whole Suf, and that is Lishem Chayvo. And the first Kadayis Matzah is not Lishem Chayvo's Matzah. So then you ask, so let him say, the Birkas Alachilas Matzah, after the Sudeh, so he says no. Just as he can say the Achilas Moreh, Al Achilas Moreh, and he can say the Achilas Moreh before the Achille of the Karpas, so he can say Al Achilas Matzo before the first Kavadayis Matzo, even though the first Kavadayis Matzo is not the Shemchi. Now at that time, so he mentioned the Machlekes, Tesis, and Rambam. So, in other words, the Gemara says here that if you dalid on the vein, Eichad leki alachat, mai. Eichad leki alachat, mai. Omar Abune, mivorech mikore amore abeyo pri adom, viyoche. So the Tzeif mivorech oleo al achilas more adom. So first, he just says pere pri adom, and that is only to be mikayim the mitzvah of Karpas, but that is only lekere, and then the Tzeif more achilas more. מסר אפחיזה, ואחר שמילה קריסה ממנו חידר ובור עליו. אלא אומר אפחיזה, ליקור ובור פרפרה אדומו, ואחר שוחר, ויוכל, וצפוך לחלס חסה, בלוי ברוכה. So, תשע סייף, אפחיזה נאמה נראה, דיסובה כשלוקי, שבוי שבוי, אף אף שוחר משפה, דיבורך. So that means that with the first אחילה of the חסה, he's not the kind of mitzvah of Lord. Only the second kavone, because he has kavone l'shem chayvo, the second achille. And with the first achille not, still Rav Chizkiya, is Chilik al-Ravuna, and he says that al-Achilas Moreya before the first Achilas. Even though the first Achilas is not Lishem Chilas Moreya, it's only the Achilas Mitnei. That's what the Rashbam says. That, in other words, the Tafriz, the hold like the Shloki, the Boyer Kavone. The Rambam, we said at that time, is Chilas. And he says that the reason is why Tafriz, he says, L'achas Milik, he says, that Mivor, Peir, and Priyatom, L'achas Moreya, at the very beginning, is because he's Mikhail, the mitzvah of Moria, the very answer. So he did the Shemchel. So in other words, when the Rashbam mentions here as a right, that even though the first Kadayis Matzah is not the Shemchel, which Kadayis Matzah is the Shemchel? Only the last Kadayis Matzah, that he eats after the Suda that became him, still he says the Broch of Achilas Matzah before the first Kadayis Matzah, not before the last Kadayis Matzah, not before that became him. So you ask, how can he do that? But since he doesn't eat the first Kadayis the Shemchevose. And which Kadayis does he eat the Shemchevose? He eats the Shemchevose the last, the Afikainen. So Mimele, that Broche will be Broche Levatole. When he says, before the first Kadayis, he's not becoming the mitzvah of the Erev Tichon Matzeis when he eats the first Kadayis Matzeis. Only later on will be becoming the mitzvah of the Erev Tichon Matzeis. So the Rashbam says, no, that's not difficult. Just as Rav Chisda says, in connection with Moreh. So in other words, the Rashbam agrees with Teisve, that's the Tzvot, that Rav Chisda agrees with Chishwaki, that this is Chiras Kavone. So that means with the first Kadayis of the Chaseh that he eats, he's not Mikhail the Mitzvah of Moreh. When will be Mikhail later on? Still, he says the Broch L'Achilas Moreh, because Le'ach HaShemil Echrisei Yechizor Mevorech. So here too, even though the first Kadayis Matzah is not Lishem Chavosei, and only that he came in is Lishem Chavosei, but he still is Mevorech L'Achilas Matzah before the first Matzah. Now, at that time, the Ramban is Chilik on cases over there, and the Rashbam is like Teisve, that's as well. So at that time, we explained the Rashbam. I mean, it didn't make sense. How can he say L'Achilas Moreh when he's not Mikhail the Mitzvah of Moreh? He's not Mikhail. It has to be even as Yosom, so there has to be a Kiyum HaMitzvah. Teisve mentions as an analogy the Birka Sheifo. So he says, Vishmeyakul Sheifo, before the Tkiyah the Mumet, and that covers also the Tkiyah the Mumet. So there we understand, because there, the Mitzvah of Sheif there is in a series. First he has to hear the Broches, the Yushef, and then later on, he has to hear the Broch, the Tkiyah, the Tkiyah the Mumet. So in the middle he says the Broche, before the initial act of the mitzvah. Machenkin here Gabi Moreya, since it's mitzvah Schiras Kavone, and he has Kavone to be kind of mitzvah of Moreya later on, so he doesn't even begin to kill a mitzvah. How can he say it wrong? I mean, that is really the asogi of the Rambam against the Isis. So the Rambam says that Rav Chisda holds that mitzvahs ain't Schiras Kavone, so mele, he is yet to behave with the first Kadayis of Chase. But according to the Isis, so we explain it, because there is a kiyum of lechem eini, lechem sheinu dvorim harbei. So if he doesn't, so that means that it's a kiyum of personalise when he eats matzeh. So besides the kiyum amitzveh of achilas matzeh, so there is also a kiyum amitzveh of lechem eini, of piyosum nishias mitzrayim, of piyosum nishias. Of the Sumanise, of Kosher Yom HaShlish Dvor Meir Lepes Choyot HaChivosei. So the Rambam in Mohammed says that he doesn't mean only Choyot HaChivosei, he's not Mikhaim, Sifo Yitzias Mitzrayim Bishlaimus. Even Achilas Matzeh and Morer is not Mikhaim Bishlaimus. If he doesn't couple it with the declaration of Matzeh Zushan HaYichlin, with the declaration of Morer Zeshan HaYichlin Al Shemo. What kind of a Kiyum is it? It's a Kiyum of the Sumanise. So Mele and the Kiyum is naked. What kind of a Kiyum is it? The Kiyum is naked? The Sumanise. The Kiyum is naked. In other words, you arouse the curiosity of the teammate, so mainly he has all kinds of questions. So you are in a position to give him answers, and answers to which the teammate will pay attention. So you are Mikhaim Mitzvah of Kersumanise, of Igadito Levincho that way. So that means that there is a common kiyum, a common aspect of kiyum mitzvah between the mitzvah of Ekeire of Karpas and the mitzvah of Moreh. So mainly that's why you can say the word. That's the shite of Teisves, and that's also the shite of the Rashbam. So in other words, now, but here, so he says, Valkocho, Ochein, on Mivorech, Lachlech, Matzor, Yishem, Abo, Bishim, Yishem, Chevo, Kidom, Rav, Kidom, Yukavim, Morer, Lachash, Yudom, Yishem, 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 ועוד ארוך למצב אחר, ואחרי זה מצו, אם נפטור ממנו ואחרי זה דבר אחר, של משכחיים, ובמצו, במה זה מהר, תראה, כפי זה מצו, דבר הפסח איתו התמובד אצלן, מצו הפסחים, היה פסח או מצו חסים, now the question is, so, how can we understand this חשבה? He says that which מצו does he eat? Lishim Chivo says that the Achim, and the personalized matzah is not in Mikhaim the Chivo, with it. So in other words, so the less Kadais matzah, there's the Gereise. There's the Gereise. So first of all, how can he say Yibroche before the first Kadais matzah? That's one Kash. And then, there is a Sira in the Rashbam itself, because at the end the Rashbam says that Adzamata Apsuo Shono Ichlim Bachinu Ishim Chivo. So with that is Mikhaim the mitzvah the rice. But in the beginning he says, Shetzorich lechol matzo b'gmav sudo say, Zeichel imatza anechalatim ha-pesach. B'chil chazul. V'zui imatza b'so. So that means it's only a chola, it's only a zeichel. It's only a zeichel. When is it the rice? The first kadais matzah. Not avikene. So there's a stira menei ubei in the Rashma. But there is no stira. Because enoch na'amei. Of course, mit the rice there is no aloche that the matzah has to be eaten b'gmav sudo. That the matzah has to be eaten with matzah. So midraise, the halacha is only that the Pesach has to be eaten on a table, like shokosh, but not matzah. But midrabonon, there is a chiyuv to eat matzah zeicher lematzah shenachelet ima Pesach b'kricho, and that because of ima Pesach, so the matzah was also eaten on a table because he had to eat it together with the Pesach, and the Pesach had to be eaten on a table. So that's only a chiyuv d'rabbanon. A chiyuv d'rabbanon. But in order to be mikayim, the mitzvah d'rabbanon of zecher al matzah or some mele, he has to be mechavei to be yetzer the chivo of matzah. The chivo of where the matzah is, we don't have to came in the court. But according to the Rashbam, so since there was it a kolet chachon that he has to eat kadayis matzah b'acheino, some mele is proper for the person to be mechavim the chivo where the chumatzah is v'acheino. So he doesn't want. So he's mechavim not to be mechavim the chivo where the chumatzah with the first kadayis matzah. In order that he should be mechavim the drabonon also. Because if he would, because the drabonon is, he should eat a matzah that is zecher to the matzah hanecheles matzah. If he would have kabbalah to eat, to be mikayim the chayim of the Arab Tichu Matzah with the first kazai, so, and then he would eat at the end of the Sude another kazai that became it, so it wouldn't be good zeicher to the matzah hanechales la Pesach, because this man is a midosh when he ate the matzah together with the Pesach, so he was mikayim with that matzah, the mitzvah, the rites of the Arab Tichu Matzah. Mashenke, if he were to be mikayim the mitzvah of the matzah with the first kazayim, and then he would eat another kazayim as an afikamen after the holy Sudeh, so it wouldn't be a good zecher to the matzah hanecheles ma pesach with my bayis, because the matzah hanecheles ma pesach that constituted the subject matter of the kiyum derayis, and now he already ate and he was mechav to fulfill the mitzvah of the matzah with the first kazayim. So it wouldn't be good zeicher. So because of that, the Rashbam says it's more proper for him to be mechaven to be eaten the derayse with the last kadai, and the first kadai is not. So then, when he eats that, he came in. So he's in effect mikayim the mitzvah derayse of the Arab Tichomatzes. The mitzvah derayse of the Arab Tichomatzes. Even though he already ate one kadai at the beginning of the Sudeh, but with that kadai he was not eaten the chayim because he had kavone to be able to fulfill the chayim with the less kazayis without the kemen. So the mele, even though he already ate one kazayis, so he was not yet to the chayim as yet. And the chayim is only the yetze, according to Rashbam, when he eats the kemen. When he eats the kemen. But then the question arises, so what if he is mechab, to fulfill the chayim without the kemen, so with the first kazayis, he's not yet to the mitzvah of the Arab Tichu Matzah. He's not eating the mitzvah of Tichu Matzah. So maybe the bracha should be bracha latola? How can he say the bracha? So over there we explain it because he's mikayim the mitzvah of Akira the Kinekes, and that is the king of Kesumanise, and Nachilas Matzah, there is also a king of Kesumanise.
But we cannot say that Lomdes here, according to Rashbam, that he has kavone to fulfill the chayv of Berachich Matis with the Kena Kazai. So with the first Kazai, he's nechaven nachim in the kind of chayv of Berachich Matis. So how can he say it Rosh Halach Lesman? Now, the Rashi says, Vorder Ochel, Chilkach Mivorech hat Hawaii bereiche, Vorder Ochel Matze Bacheno, Viacha, Eise Matzo, Elisorim Meno Bachila Zobar Achea, Shalui Mishkach Tain, Shalui Mishkach Tain. Now, the Rambam, I mentioned one to Rosh the Rambam, I think in the Shia here, the Pesach Shia, I mentioned this Rambam. Or in Perek Chesmo, that comes to Maat Ha'orech Tez, Rakach Nimshach Bishude, Veichu Koma Shurei, in other words, after he ate, בזמן הזה, after the 8 כדאי ישמאתי. So, בערכה, first he discusses בזמן הבית, וזה בערכה נמשם מסודד, זה כמו שואל, זה בערכה משאיר, כמו שואל, זה משאיר, ובאחרים לא יכול מצרה פסח, אפילו כדאי זה תהיה מחפל. ובזמן הזה, איך הוא שואף את הול סודד, איך כדאי ישמאת, ואין תהיה אחר או כלום, כדי שיהיה הפסק סודוסי, ויתם בצרה פסח, הוא ימצא בפי, שהחילוסון היא אמיס. שהחילוסון היא אמיס. So the Rambam says, אם תהיה אחר, הוא אומר, ושאף שחילוסי בצער בצער הפסח, הוא ימצא בפי, שהחילוסון היא אמיס. So I mentioned it, that even though בערב תהיה חולמצא, implies only that you have to eat kadais, so that's a chivo. But every kadais, every additional kadais, matze that you eat, so it's a mitzvah. I mean, that's not the shittah, there's nothing to do with the shittah agro. The shittah agro is that all of Pesach if you eat matzah, you're having it. But this Rambam does not deal with all of Pesach. This Rambam deals with the night, the first night of Pesach. So he says, כדי שיפסק סדוסי ביתם שר הפסח, או יעמצה בפיו, שהחילוסון יעמצה. שם אתה מצה. Now, the Rambam doesn't say like Rashbam. The Rambam doesn't say like Rashbam, that when he eats the first kadayis, he should be mechaven not to fulfill his chayiv. But he didn't have to fulfill his chayiv only with application. The Rambam doesn't say that. So that means according to the Rambam, so the Rambam is chilek and the Rambam, and according to the Rambam, yeah, he yates the chayiv with the first kadayis matzah. With the first kadayis matzah. That's mashma from Losh Rambam. In Perik Ches, Halacha Hei, Halacha Vov, Halacha Vov, that he yates his chayiv when he eats the first kadayis matzah. Still he says that he should not eat anything after the kafi came in kadayis in order that the tam hamatzeh should remain between. Why is it so important that the tam hamatzeh, which matzeh, the matzeh kafi came in, should remain between shachiloson yamit? But he already was mekayim to me. And the Rambam doesn't agree with the Rashbam that when he eats the first kadayis, he has to be mechavin not to fulfill the chayv. So he already fulfilled the chayv. So we see from this Rambam, that I said it in connection with Kompetach, actually Kompetach in connection with Matzah, that every additional kazayis is a kima mitzvah. There is a minimum of a kazayis, but every additional kazayis that he eats is a mitzvah. So that means, since he ate not a kima, so that is also a mitzvah with the rice. A mitzvah with the rice, so he's not allowed to eat. So since it's a tam mitzvah, so he's not allowed to eat anything else that might negate the tam mitzvah. So we see that there is a mitzvah kiyumi, nidereise, for every additional kadayis matzeh that one eats Pesach night. The same thing is true of the achilas kom Pesach. So it's not really the kadayis, but every additional kadayis that he eats is a mitzvah kiyumi. So the Rambam and the Rashbam do not have the same shittah. Because according to the Rashbam, he has to be mechavon when he eats the first kadayis, not to fulfill the chayim. According to the Rambam, so he doesn't have the kavone not to fulfill the chayv. But even though he already fulfilled the chayv with the first kadayis, but when he eats the afikamen, he's also mikayim the mitzvah. In mitzvah deraiseh, because every additional kadayis is the mitzvah kiyomis. But the Rashbam can agree with the Rambam Shite that every additional kadayis constitutes a mitzvah kiyomis. A mitzvah kiyomis. So that means, Bor of Tehu Matzis is twice, that there is a mitzvah kiyumi of eating at least one kadayis, and there is a mitzvah kiyumi of eating more.
Mog zeitim of matze, Pesach nai. So when he has kavone, at the first kazayis, not to fulfill the chayiv, so he only has kavone, that he shouldn't fulfill the chayiv of Pesach nai. But the mitzvah kiyumi is it will come to him. So mele the broche is not the broche la tore. Because he begins the mitzvah, the chayiv, his kavone is not to be ate the chayiv. But it's like it. So, according to the Rambam, so the first kazayis constitutes a film in a mitzvah chiyumis. And the hakeimen constitutes a mitzvah chiyumis. According to the Rambam, it's just the other way around. In other words, that the first kazayis is a mitzvah chiyumis, and the hakeimen is a mitzvah chiyumis. So, but the Rashbam agrees with the Rambam. The Rashbam agrees with the Rambam that there is a mitzvah chiyumis in every additional kazayis matzah that one eats a Pesach night. So the mele, even though he's mechaber, so in other words, if there hasn't been a takone that he has to eat big matzah dosei, zeichel imatzah anecheles imatzah, so then he wouldn't be mechuyev to eat another kazayis. So then you only would have to eat the kazayis matzah at the beginning of the suit. But since the chachomim were misake, that he has to eat another kazayis, zeichel limatzah anecheles imatzah. So mele, in order that the zeicha, limatzah anecheles imatzah, should be good zeicha. So mele, he has to be mechaved, to not to be mikayim the chayiv with the first kazayis, but to be mikayim, he should be mechaved to be mikayim the chayiv with the last kazayis, not the kamen, but with the first kazayis will also be nachlas mitzvah. Because of a mitzvah kiyumi, of additional basis of matzah that one eats. So the male of the broche, he can say the broche before the first kadayis, and that will cover also the last kadayis. But since he has the kavaneh, so the male he fulfills the chayiv with the last kadayis matzah, not with the first kadayis. Right, that's right. So, Omar Rav Yudah Mashmuel, he mastir lach matzah b'kele. Now, he mastir lach ha-pesach b'kele. Ha-pesach hu dolon. אבל אחמאטו מפירים, so it's a kashi again, שפואר, מורצה גוי מבוי, לא מבוי אחמאט, זה לא פשטיין, אבל אחר הפסח, זה לא פשטיין, זה לא עושה גורי, לסלם בו, קומה שמלו. אחר הפסח, הוא לא יוח, בזמן, זה כפסח, מי יחלה אחרי הפסח, מה שימן, אחר אמאט זה לא פסח מפירים, מורצה זה לא, לא מבוי אחמאט, זה לא פשטיין, so then there's certainly, because the time of matzah is so mimele, it will not negate. So in other words, so matzah does not leave such a strong taste in his mouth, especially. So in other words, the time of Pesach, of Bosom, in general, is more lasting than the time of matzah. So he says, "Lo yimiboy acham matzeh, the lo yinof ishtaymu." So he certainly shouldn't eat any dessert after matzeh, because if he eats a dessert after matzeh, so that will negate completely the time matzeh. Macheinkin al acham pesach. So time is more lasting on the pesach, on the bottom. So yinof ishtaymu, the lo mozakule. So I could say less one more. So he can eat a dessert after the pesach, because even though he eats a dessert, that will not. That will not dispel the time of the Pesach completely. So it would have to come as well that even Achara Pesach is not only to eat any dessert. Maybe Messiah, that in Aspirin, Achamat Avigim, Hasubgulim Vad Dushonim is a certain type of cake. Dushonim is like a honey cake. Hasubgulim is a different kind of a cake. But it's a Nisorako. So the male is going to be, so it's in Kiras Lechem Aleh. And it's treating the Mato Ashiro. So again, it's not Lechem Aleh, so it cannot be Mikayim, it cannot be Mikayim, the Mitzvah of Mato with it. So after Gunim, but after Shunim, but it's treating, although, in other words, sponge cake, honey cake, or a Mato Ashiro, or the Mimale Trace in it, or the Uvache, or Kazayis, Mato Bachay. So Bachay Noei, so it says, that he has to eat the kadayis matzah with which he, so he has to eat b'acheino. So it's mashma, that's the b'acheino. The kadayis matzah has to be the last thing, but b'risheino loy, b'risheino loy. So it's a raya to Shmuel Zin, that he must deal in the chamat ha-tikei. The Gemara says, loy me boy, loy mi boy, loy mi boy barishenu, di koch we talk, aval, so loy mi boy barishenu, di koch we talk, so, in the national lechel room, so that he's not allowed. So, loy mi boy barishenu, di koch we talk, and so he's certainly all right. So he's certainly all right. Aval barishenu, deal more to the mechel achille tato, because he's already satisfied. And these fools, so maybe I could say that Bahrain and Ah, that's the Bavishenu. And Bahrain and Ah, no Kamashmalon, that even Bahrain he can eat it. But Bavishenu is certain. In other words, we could say that Pshah. So in other words, it's no right to Shmuel. Al Bahrain, you know, to Mechal Achilo Gato. You know, to Mechal Bahrain Gato. Because he's already full, so he will not enjoy it. Amaloi, so Kamashmalon, that he can do it. He can eat it Bahrain, but not that he must eat it Bahrain. So it's not right. So it's not right. Mazutra must not right. Omar Rav Yeise. Omar Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Mastirin achar matah pikein. Menimem nisayolei. So in other words, so Rav Yeise from Rav Yudah says in the name of Shmuel that you're allowed to eat dessert after mat. Menimem nisayolei mastirin achar pesach pikein. Achar pesach lo ochil. הפסח זה לאי, אבל החמאס הם מזכירים, לא יבואי כך, לא יבואי החמאס לנופשתיים, so ממילא, so it's not so resting, so if he eats a dessert after the matzah, so it's likely to dispel the time of the matzah, so the אבל החפסח, so it's not likely to dispel the time of the פסח, so maybe he should be allowed to eat a dessert after the פסח, קופש. מי שעשו גבולים ושולים והספיקים עוד מלפייסים ועשייך וכדאי מס בחינו בחינו אי ברישינו לאי לא נבואי כמה לא נבואי ברישינו ביקורך לי טוב אבו בחינו זה עושה למיכלי אחילי קאצה אם לא אי סול קומה שמלו קומה שמלו Now So the הלוכה is we passed that אם מסתיר נחר המסע בגן אם מסתיר נחר המסע בגן and what's the reason as to why is אם מסתיר נחר המסע בגן So the reason is because in order that he should, the Tamate should remain the king. The Tamate should remain the king. Let's see the faces. Vachreino ei, vorisheino loi. Perish vorisheino beloi achreino loi. Kigin de lesle. So the Gemara wanted to say, in Enem Nisayale, that imasir nachamata became him, because it says, that you have to eat it b'acheino. So b'acheino ein b'risheino loy, peirush b'risheino b'loy acheino loy, kigen lesle yale kadai smat, v'su loy, v'teiv v'eich v'al ha-teiva. So then you must eat it at the end, and not eat it at the beginning. V'loy is time matzah, aber vada yis le matzah l'chol se dote, teiv v'eich v'al matzah b'tchilo ito, v'inu vore chalel, v'akei v'ik matzah dote yich v'kadai smatze, v'yita matzah l'chi, v'yika mitzvah l'arishenu, sh'yibol ito, v'yika yehei l'ksei, תעמצה בפי, באיצי כזייס אחר. So you see, תצרס is also חלק על הרשבם. The רשבם says that he has to be מחווה, that the חייבו should be with the less כזייס, that's the case. But תצרס says, no, והיא גם מצווה, על הרשינו שיבוא לתאובה, והיא גם יהיה לצי, because in respect to the same case, where he has more than one כזייס. So the רשבם says that he says the ברוכל אחר עצמאסו, before the first כזייס. But he's not eating his chayv with the first kadayis. Why? Because he should be in the chavah not to be eating the chayv with the first kadayis. So Teisa says, no. On the contrary, he's in the chavah, he should be in the chavah if he has two kadayis. So he should be in the chavah to fulfill the chayv, the raise with the first kadayis. V'yi kamit ala rishayim, she bori to obin. V'yi kam yehil et seif, ta'amat se bifiv, v'yisi kadayis achay. V'afilu yi mi kamit le ba'achayno, ein ze teime. In other words, so now it's even if we are going to say like the Rashbam, that the Ika Mitzvah is Bacheno, Ein ze teime imonu mevorech ma Rishenu, Til lift ramat Bacheno, Sharei mevorech Bacheno, Mishum shlacha shem miloi tchrisei, Tachtem miloi tchrisei, Avon yochel mevorech ma Rishenu, Vitzitzof Bacheno, Shui Ika Mitzvah is Bacheno, That will be according to the Rashbam. Ki prash de liu, Ki l'rafchiz de gabi tchrei tibuli di more, Vechein tzorch vema, another way, Teitzres agrees with the Lomdes, with the Lomdes of Teitzres, that Teitzres here agrees with the Lomdes of Teitzres, that of the Tzvot. But Teitzres is chelik am the Rashbam,
that in this case, if he has two kzeis, if he has more than one kazayis, so he should be mechavim to be eitzeh to fulfill the chayv deraiteh with the first kazayis, and then when he eats afikamen, he'll be mechavim to fulfill the rabbanon. And there won't be any diminution in the zeicha as maso, just because he already fulfilled the raiteh. So, but the Rashbam shita is that there will be a diminution in the zeicha if at the time when he eats the afikamen, so he already fulfilled the raiteh. So, but teifes, even though teifes is chilek al Rashbam in regard to the question as to whether the ikar chayv is mikayim with the first kazayis or the last kazayis, but he agrees with the oldest of the Rashbam. The chayv tzol chleima lehilal sheikirach matzeh upesah b'sivah sudeh v'orcha avorch umatzeh d'raisi yim keim b'tchilas ha-sudeh hoyim b'vorech ma-matzeh v'eichal d'melez eitzeh broche l'mirkas batzeh ma-pesah shebeseif ומיו נאי פירוש של ליו דור אפחיז דה בויל חזה חשור ירוקי וציבורישן כי שבורך לעבור בסיפושני אם כי נוכנה מיידך מכן על סופגנימי לאחר בתחילו כדי שבורך לאחרת מעטו מתחיל so in other words, okay, it says, in other words, if we agree with the Shittes HaRashba that the Ika should be with Afikeme, and why? Because if he already fulfills the Chayz HaRaise with the first Kadaise, the beginning of the Shibor, so then the Afikeme will not be a real Zeicher Limato Anachalet Mapesach, so then he should try to eat the Mato Ashiro at the beginning of the Sudeh. So Mimele then, at the end of the Sudeh, he'll say Lachilat Mato, and then he'll be Mikayim the Mitzvah, the Chayv, of Baratik Matzis. But that's only a limited shita of the Rashbam, but Teisus himself says that the Ikar is with the first Matzis. So the Mele, he doesn't have to resort to his beginning, to a Matzis here. אם כי נחנם יעד וכי לא תגונו לך בתחילה שבוע לאחר את מה אתה רוצה מי הוא לפי השחר שכם מרפיז למצוא כבר זה רצור ירוקי ומבוא לך למורה בטיפור רישן ובאיצה פרוח יצא זהו שני אורך הנם יבוא לך למטו זה מתחילו ויצא ויצא משל מטו שעוד מפתירים אך המטו הפיקים מפתיר לך המטו הפיקים ואם תאים לך הפסח מייתיים עם מפתירים הונופי שתיים שווי ממצו So there is one